We've got Ismail Mula, South African representative of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. Ismail, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. Jazakallah for having us. We understand and know that the plight of the Palestinians are close to our brothers and sisters in South Africa.
Absolutely. Now, Ismail, the Madeleine small boat carrying some much needed supplies since the blockade early in March, Palestinians have been starved and deprived of essentials. And it's over 600 days of a genocide executed by the settler colony. So yesterday, the Madeleine got hijacked. 12 international humanitarian citizens got kidnapped by the occupation forces. They got detained, and we understand that many are now being sent back home via Ben Gurion International Airport. This happened to Conscience, the previous one, got attacked off the coast of Malta, and how could we ever forget the Mavi Marmara 2010, when it also came under attack illegally in international waters. So, Brother Ismail, pretty much same old of the occupation forces.
Absolutely. It's like you're going through the whole motions all over again.
Mm.
However, you know, the conscience, the attack on the conscience was a little bit different because it was 2,000 kilometers away and it was attacked by drone. So it was the first time that we had that kind of experience. Remember, you know, the FFC, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, has been trying from 2008 to break the siege on Gaza. And it is very, very familiar for us when we come within 100 nautical miles of the Gaza shore where we are intercepted.
So this, in broad daylight, many perhaps not want to go there, but it clearly appears to be that this was an act of piracy committed by the occupation forces, because this was not in sovereign land or territory, because you are an illegal occupier. This was off the coast of occupied Palestine and very close to Gaza, similar to what they did in 2010. Perhaps worse, because many of those activists came under attack and they were detained for several days before they were eventually released and sent home. But the international community, we asking now, Brother Ismail, what about the outrage that should come from the United Kingdom, that should come from Germany, should come from Spain, should come from Italy, because these are essentially activists from more than a dozen countries.
Absolutely, absolutely. And remember, the current boat, the Madeleine, is flying a British flag.
Yes.
So that means that, you know, Britain now has a responsibility in terms of protecting its own citizens. France has a responsibility, so does Sweden, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands. So we are hoping that, you know, something will transpire and try and bring the Zionist state to account for its action.
What is the current status quo? Brother Ismail, we saw reports a bit earlier that Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg has been sent home. What is the status quo of the other activists? Where are they? Have they been sent home or are they still in detention?
No, so remember there were 12 activists altogether.
Mm.
Four of them have already been deported. They're on their way to their respective countries. The other eight are still in prison.
Mm.
But lawyers are working with them, and within the next 24 hours they will be released. It's a technical thing here, because you are being deported for illegally entering the country, but they brought you in.
Yes.
So it's absurd. Those that have left, the four that left has accepted that, okay, thank you very much, we are illegal, we deported. The others are refusing to sign the document.
Mm. So the refusal to sign the document would mean that they would actually be kept in detention for longer and possibly
yes,
interrogated as well, perhaps
yes,
on a worse scale?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they would have to appear before a court.
Mm. And this is a personal choice that the balance of these activists have made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a personal choice.
Now, in the wake of this, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, we see the global march to Gaza. I've seen videos on social media and reported by various independent media. Activists, humanitarians, doctors, physicians, NGOs have started their trek literally from Morocco, Libya, Algeria, Tunisia, then heading towards Egypt, where they will then travel to Al-Arish and then make their way to the Rafah border. This will happen over the next couple of days, but we're literally seeing, I think it's encouraging scenes. It warms the heart as much as it pains us to see this genocide continuing, unabated, and innocent Palestinians being killed. But this global march for Gaza, demanding the permanent ceasefire and for the Rafah border to open to allow aid in. I know many South African activists have already left to make their way to that region and join literally thousands of activists there.
Absolutely. You know, the reality is that there is unprecedented support internationally for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. The tide has turned and people are now very, very clear in terms of the atrocities that the Zionist regime is committing. And the reality is that the governments are not acting, and because the governments are not acting, people are becoming more stronger and more vociferous in terms of bringing an end to the genocide and providing basic human needs for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. So even if you look at the capitals of Europe, the amount of protest action that is taking place there and the thousands and thousands of people that are coming forward in support of Palestine is unprecedented. We ourselves, we're quite optimistic that because of so much of international focus on the Madeleine and the quality of people that we had on this particular ship, that the Zionist regime would relent and you know, allow the boat to go through. So we were quite disappointed that you know, this didn't happen. But on the other hand, if you look at how the Zionist regime behaves, It has total disregard for international laws. It has total blatant disregard for international opinion. It does what it wants, and sadly, you know, it's not brought into account.
Very true, Brother Ishmael Mulla, South African representative of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. Jazakallah, thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive and Voice of the Cape.